This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
2.6 to go. Pajewski catches midcourt. Takes the runner. Good if it goes. He banked it in! He banked it in at the buzzer! Brandon Pajewski with a three ball. And the Warriors will go to the locker room leading 60-47 at the break. Pajewski crossing half court, let it fly. He made sure that he got it off quick enough, give it a chance to go in. And Pajewski with a 22-point first half.
Mike Yastrzemski with us here on 95.7 The Game. Can you spell Brandon Pajewski?
Oh, God. No, but I'll give it a shot.
I mean, there's at least one Z
in there, right?
You're a good sport. I knew you'd give it a shot, Mike.
Okay, we're going to go P-O-D.
Yep.
Z-E-M-S-K-I.
Oh, you left so out close. One letter. It was so close.
I before
C.
E.
Is there a C that I'm missing?
No. I before E, before it's, the ski.
Yeah.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, you can spell Pajewski now.
Yeah, man.
It's P-O-D-Z-I-E-3. Yeah. That's how I spell it.
Z-I-E from Deep.
Pajemps 3.
Right, and I'm sure you saw the quotes that were given out like after the game about what he did in the previous game where he had a chance to shoot a 50-footer, and he didn't, and he passed it to Jimmy, and Jimmy didn't get a chance to shoot it because the clock ran out, and Draymond, Steph, and Jimmy all came up to him and said, dude, don't worry about your three-point percentage, or don't worry about anything. When you have a chance to launch it, you launch it, and if you don't, give it to me before so I have a chance to launch it. And in that moment where you get L.A. to score, and Steph immediately jumps out and inbounds it, which normally Steph's the guy to do the running, and I'm going to get the ball, and I'm going to shoot the three, but Steph gets the inbound, and he goes over the top to Pods, and Pods catches it, one dribble, right foot, leaner from 45. Good.
Yep.
And so, I mean, that to me is a classic case of, like, locker room culture, where a guy doesn't do the right thing, and they all call him out in the right way, and then the next moment, he's like, okay, I'm going to shoot it. And you know he loves the 40-footer, the half-quarter. He and Steph go head-to-head all the time.
Yeah, and apparently he's just as good at it as Steph is.
Yeah, that's blasphemy.
Well, their little one-on-one practice numbers are equal, apparently, for whatever that's worth. I don't know if the practice stuff matters.
Well, it's worth 3 points, Mark, is what it is.
It was last night.
Because he went right-footed, leaner from 40-whatever, and this is where we have a problem. Like, the NBA will say it was like a 37-footer, but he jumped from like 48 feet.
Whatever.
Where he let it go.
Yeah.
Whatever. You banked it in, and, you know, Draymond said, like, that's momentum.
I thought it was a big deal because after the way the first half had gone, I was bummed that the Warriors were going to go into the locker room with only a 10-point lead.
Yep.
Because they'd been leading by so much more. So the fact that they were able to bump it up to 13, I thought at the time was a big deal. And obviously coming down the stretch, every point really, really mattered. All right, we're going to set up the Engaging Dub Nation Twitter poll because it is game night in just a moment. But I want to go straight to the phones because we love hearing from you first and foremost. I'm convinced after last night. That was the one that I needed to see. And a lot of different things that I needed to see about Warrior basketball in that one last night. Are you 888-957-9570? Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Hey, Fred, what's going on? Thanks for calling.
What's going on, fellas? Y'all at Thrive City for the game?
Yeah,
yes,
oh,
we
yeah.
are.
Yeah, thriving.
All right. I was just letting you know, Willard. You know, we win tonight. You got to paint your face. This is Ooh. That caller from Monday. I told you.
Fred, first of all, you're damn right. Second of all, you didn't think we'd forget something like that, did you?
Come on, Fred.
I was just making sure.
We are ready. I am already making plans. I have got a date with Amazon.com or Michael's, or I don't even know where I'm going to go to get this. But
Benjamin Moore.
It'll happen because they don't, as you know, Fred, they don't even need to win tonight. They could lose tonight and win Sunday, and I still will don the blue and yellow face paint during Monday's show. For those of you who don't know what Fred's referring to, I promised at the beginning of the week, if the Warriors could go 3-1 this week, then we're doing face paint on Monday, and it very much looks like we're heading that way.
It looks like it. I mean, tonight's going to be tough, but you know what? Last night was tough, and you and I talked about it yesterday on the air, and I did my fade the dibber. You could say that all you want. Against Memphis, I told you bet the over, and it hit. And last night, you and I both kind of talked about it, and you didn't really make a pick, but I said,
I said I'm staying away. I just didn't want to deal with any picks in a game like that.
No, and I'm not betting again until the first Saturday in May when I bet animals riding other animals. But if I was going to bet last night, I would have bet the Lakers. Given 1.5 in that spot, how do you, as a Laker team, not win that game? Well, the answer is good Warrior defense. Luka stinks, and Brandon Podziemski goes absolutely bananas.
I'd like to go to my Instagram DMs.
Okay.
And say hello to a friend of ours. I don't know his name because his address on Instagram is something like Farmers Co-op Insurance.
Oh, okay.
But whatever.
Feels corporate.
Listener of the show. Thank you, Farmers, for sending me an Instagram DM last night. And it says, tell Dibs, his picks suck.
Mm.
Okay. But then ads, get your face paint ready.
Right. And for you on Farmers, you can either say that and not remember what I said about the Memphis game. And I did it during Warriors Live when they were playing at Memphis, and we talked about it. And I said, you know what? This feels like you bet the over. And that game easily went over. So
you're really going to try to answer this by coming up with one other pick that you had earlier in the week that was correct?
Yes, I'm 1-1.
April. Your picks stink.
Well, you could say that. And
I just did.
And you could say whatever you want. You have a microphone, even though sometimes I wish you didn't. But you're patently false because, I had the one wrong. I had the one right. I'm 1-1, so my picks are mediocre.
Yeah, your picks stink, but it doesn't matter because there's ain't nobody breaking our stride today.
Yeah.
The Warriors.
Who do you like tonight? You won't do it because.
Of course not. Do you even know what the number is?
It's probably Warriors -2.5, I would guess.
Last I saw.
And Grandy's here, so he can't buzz me. Well, and Lucas doesn't know where it is, so
I feel good about that. This actually opened with the Nuggets as favorites by 1.5 last night. But last I saw, moved to Warriors -1.5.
Right.
Last I saw.
So I said 2.5. That's not buzzworthy.
I saw it about an hour ago, and it was back to Nuggets by a point.
Jeez, it's a seesaw battle.
That is exactly what it is. So actually, go ahead. That is buzzworthy.
Go ahead and find it again, Lucas.
Denver Nuggets minus a point.
Okay.
But I'm not.
Four was unnecessary, as we've talked about.
A few of us got that joke.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's all that matters.
I'm not.
best moments.
I'm not touching something like this because there's too many emotions involved. I really try to avoid betting on Warrior basketball or any of that stuff because I just don't. This is me personally. I don't enjoy watching the game. You know, you told me the other day you don't like the lens that involves the officials. I don't like the lens that involves the spread when it comes to Warriors games.
Agreed.
If there's one that I really, really like because I feel like we cover the team and therefore maybe we've got some insight that the nation might not have, okay. But look, last night was supposed to be tired Warriors, and it wasn't. So tonight is supposed to be tired Warriors. But it might not be. The only reason I would certainly not render some sort of a pick yet, we don't even know who's playing in this game.
Yeah, sure.
We don't like Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry are both questionable. Jamal Murray is questionable.
Every other Nugget's going to play.
Right. Yeah. Those guys are all listed as probable.
Did we ever find out what Jimmy's injury was?
Forearm.
Like forearm.
Forearm.
What?
Like forearm, but not serious.
Right. It's like a muscle strain or.
No, it happened when he fouled. Yeah. When he fouled one of the Lakers on a certain. Play.
Yeah.
Let's see. Slater called it a forearm strain.
Okay.
Forearm strain.
Yeah.
But it's minor.
Right.
And so, but they're listing him as questionable.
And I get that.
And so I don't know what they're going to find when they get to the arena and do treatment and go through pregame. And same thing with Steph, who at a certain point fell on the tailbone again.
Oh, God. Twice on that same possession,
Jonathan
right?
Jonathan Kuminga at certain points last night was not feeling that ankle. There was a little bit of a grimace going on there. Although he's not on the injury report. It's three questionable Warriors. Mm-hmm. It's GP2. It's Steph. It's Jimmy. I certainly wouldn't do anything rendering a pick at all until I know if those guys are playing or not.
And I get that, and I do think that your larger point is the one that is more appropriate, where you're not going to make a pick anyway because your emotions, like, you're already so emotionally tied to this game that why throw an extra number of shekels on a game that you're not... You're already invested in it. And so that for me is like, if you're going to bet Warriors or bet against them, if it's game 44 and they're playing at Orlando, fine. If you think that they're going to win by more than 11.5 or whatever the number is, then fine. But these games, Steve Kerr said, they're playoff games. So do you need to have extra incentive to watch and root for the Warriors? I don't think so.
No, not at all. And it's a huge night. The Clippers are hosting the Mavericks right alongside. Yep. They start a half hour later than the Warriors do.
Dallas.
They're a very big favorite, but Dallas with AD back is dangerous, though he's questionable in the game. Don't even
Wait
know.
Wait a minute.
He's questionable.
Anthony Davis is questionable?
He's questionable.
Get out of here.
Right?
Well, get out of here.
That's actually an upgrade from what he usually is, which is doubtful or in a wheelchair or whatever.
Oh, wow.
So anyway, but yeah, there's plenty going on tonight. Oklahoma City and the Rockets will get together. I know nobody's really too worried about those teams. They're kind of out of reach. Oklahoma City is for sure. But we said this the other night. Don't forget to look up and not just look down. Like, the Warriors are so focused on don't fall behind Minnesota and Memphis and the Clippers. You are now a game behind the Lakers for having home court advantage in the first round. You're a game behind them. I know they have the tiebreaker, but we talked about their schedule next week. It's hard. They go to Oklahoma City for back-to-back games and then have other very, very quality opponents on the schedule as well. And they're not playing that well. Y'all watched it last night.
Right.
They are gettable.
Well, in the first half, they were patently kind of sluggish, and they were mostly bad. And then in the second half, LeBron, like, okay, did he look in the mirror at halftime? I'm LeBron James, and realized that, okay, I'm really good at this. And Austin Reeves was the one where he was kind of a non-factor through the first.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Two quarters, and then in that fourth quarter, he was amazing, and it kind of reminded me of just how dangerous they can be. But I give credit to the Warriors' defense in the first half, especially switching everything and making it hard on everyone. And, you know, Draymond got into a little bit of foul trouble, but it didn't really matter because he came back and made the big plays when he had to.
Dub Nation, let's get engaged, right? We're down on one knee right now. We would like to ask you to marry us. Before every game, vote in our engaging Dub Nation poll on 95.7 The Game's Twitter page, and it's brought to you by Shane Coe, your friend and jeweler, where you'll find the Bay Area's best selection of unique engagement rings and their unmatched free lifetime warranty. Visit ShaneCoe.com today. All right, so here it is. With the end of the regular season near and the postseason picture beginning to come into view maybe just a little bit, here is today's question. Other than the Thunder, and I feel like we do that a lot. Get the Thunder out of here.
Get them out of here.
They're the one seed. Never mind them. But other than the Thunder, which team in the West poses the biggest threat to the Warriors? Here are your chances. Is it the Nuggets? Is it the Rockets? Is it the Lakers? Or is it other? Those are your four options. Go to our 95.7 The Game Twitter poll. It's up now. And vote. And then we will read the results and check in on that near the end of the show. We'll also discuss it a little bit. How would you answer that?
Well, could it be the officials, Mark? Does that count as other?
Well, that's a Laker jersey that you're holding up right now.
Exactly. It wasn't last night.
That's a Laker jersey.
I mean, Steph got looked at, and he got the foul. Yep. And the only free throw he missed was the technical.
Which was
great.
Reggie Miller, he whammied him.
He did.
He's like, oh, my God, what a tear. It's going to be a four-point play.
Right,
it's the best free throw shooter in the history of the world. And Steph's like, ba-bonk.
And it was so great. it was a classic Luka tech where it was like, and you know, I have a two-and-a-half-year-old. And I deal with the...
So do the Lakers.
I deal with tantrums and like an all-day whininess. And at some point, it's like, you know what? You get the little T. And unfortunately, I don't get to shoot a free throw. She gets put on timeout. But it was that same sort of thing where it's like, Luka, enough. You stink tonight. Just get over it, and here's a T, and it was a foul, and yes, Steph kind of kicked it out a little bit. He kicked out the leg, but not so wildly, and Luka kind of bumbled into him. It's a foul. Shut your mouth.
I know how I'd answer this question right now. I would say it's the team that is here and getting ready to be in this building
tonight. Agreed. That's what I've said,
I think it's the Denver Nuggets, and maybe I'll feel differently when we wake up tomorrow morning, but there is still that hanging around the shoulders of the Warriors. They have now lost 9 consecutive regular season meetings against this team, and you can even go back in your mind through some of the pain that this team has inflicted on the Warriors just a couple of weeks ago, coming in here and winning without Jokic.
Oh.
How about Jokic's half-court buzzer beater? Like, they just have had the Warriors' number, and they've even had the Warriors' number when the Warriors were at full strength. This team is 19-2 when Steph and Jimmy play. One of the two was that Jokic-less game against the Nuggets a couple of weeks ago. So maybe they do tonight the same thing they did last night, which is shake free of a narrative, and maybe we'll feel a little bit different. But the bottom line is, for all the talk about the Lakers' size, I think the Nuggets' size is even more important. There are just two players that the Nuggets have that the Warriors have not been able to figure out. One of them's Jokic, and that's fine because nobody can figure him out.
Right.
But the other one is Aaron Gordon. I just don't know what the Warriors do with him. He kills them. They have not had answers. They've tried different things. I would love to see. That's one of the things I'm looking for tonight is can you find find a different answer as far as how you want to approach Aaron Gordon and see if you can slow him down, because he has absolutely just been a man amongst boys whenever he plays this team.
And you could even add in Michael Porter Jr., who is also very tall and very long, and a guy who has posed many problems for you. And it's one thing to face Jokic, and it's like facing LeBron. Okay, you're not going to keep LeBron under 10. You might not keep him under 20, but can you contain him a little bit? And the problem with Jokic is you actually want him to score more than you want him to pass. So when you defend Nikola Jokic, it's a little bit counterintuitive, where you kind of don't want to pressure him too much and make him into a passer, because if you double him and he's a passer, you're going to get beat by threes by other people. So Jokic, it's almost like, yeah, you go ahead and get 40 and we'll deal with everyone else, and that kind of gives you a better chance to win.
888-957-9570. I'm convinced. For me, that was the game, that was the style, that was the opponent, that was the night, that was the role players, that was the game I needed to see. Where are you? Let's take your calls. Let's go to Josh on 580. Hi, Josh. Thanks for calling.
What up, fellas? Happy Friday.
Yes.
What a win. Yes, sir. What a win. What a win last night. And I'm convinced, you know, because D-Wade said on a podcast recently, to win a series, you got to have it come in four different ways, right? You got to have your stars win you two games, role players win you one, and coaches win you one. And what we saw against the Memphis is that's your star player. Steph still got it in the bag. He can give you 40, 50 any night. You know, then you saw yesterday with the role players, Pods and Kuminga really having just solid games. But then what you also saw, I think people need to give credit, is Steve Kerr and his coaching staff is in their bag right now, how they're putting the rotations together, the guys that when they get minutes, they're producing in those minutes because of the matchups that they're putting together. And then also the defensive schemes were so great. Go to zone, come out of zone, win the double, win not the double. I love what they're doing as a team, as a collective, and they can play against anybody. To answer the poll question, the team I'm scared of the most is for sure the Nuggets, because you can't force the Nuggets to go small. The Warriors have done this thing over the last 10 years. They want you to play small to keep up with them, and you can't. You can't. You try to go small, you can't keep up with them, because we're better at doing that than you are. But with the Nuggets, you can, because Jokic is their best player, and he doesn't come off the floor. So it's hard to make them go small where we have our advantages. So that's the team I'm definitely scared of. I'm interested to see what they do tonight. But they're in their bag, and they can beat anybody, man. Let's go.
Josh, this is a great phone call.
It's a great breakdown,
yeah, thank
right?
you. Thank
he's
you so,
so
much.
Right.
Yeah, he's on it with a lot of things. I want to bring up one more thing that I saw from Steve Kerr last night, which was, and we don't do this often, my favorite timeout of the year.
Wait,
my
what?
Favorite timeout of the year.
Of all the timeouts he's taken, that was number one?
Steve Kerr said that when Jimmy Butler arrived, Jimmy will play all of the non-Steph minutes.
Yeah.
Last night, there was a moment at the end of the third quarter. It was the first time in a game that Steph and Jimmy have both played where neither one of them were on the floor. I didn't realize, and Grandy had seen it and some others had seen it, we're all texting about it, Jimmy went to the locker room.
Yep.
He was dealing with whatever was going on with the forearm. And it was time for Steph to come off the floor. He did. The Lakers hit a bucket. They got a stop. They hit another bucket. I think the lead was down to 7 or 8.
Yep.
That's not terrible, but I'm telling you, it would have been 4 or 2 if they had kept going for another minute, because the Warriors were suddenly kind of shell-shocked. They were not able to get a good shot off, and they felt naked because their two guys were both off of the floor.
Naked so, and afraid.
Yeah, who does the offense run through? And the Lakers kind of felt it, and you could see that they were running downhill. They had their guys on the floor. LeBron was smelling the blood in the water. And so what did Steve do? Bang, timeout.
Yep.
Because they were looking down the tunnel, like, where's Jimmy? Where's Jimmy? Call timeout. It gave Jimmy some time to get back on to the bench, which he did. He did not come on the floor, but he came to the bench. Steph went back into the game instead, and it calmed everything down, and the Warriors stayed right where they were, and I think took either an 8 or a 10-point lead into the fourth quarter, when then they could restart their rotation, get Jimmy back on the floor. I thought Steve Kerr really read the room nicely at that moment.
It was perfect, and it actually turned out to be 11, and I'm looking at the game log right now where he brings Pods in for Curry with 2:42 to to go in the third. Kuminga hits a free throw to go up 12. LeBron layup, Kuminga miss. And then Kuminga step back, keeps it at 12. And then Vanderbilt, a cutting dunk to make it 10. Timeout. At that point, timeout, because the Warriors didn't have much going. That's when Buddy had a 30-foot runner. And I'm looking at the log.
Buddy Hield last
30
night.
30-foot, three-point running jumper. No good. Vanderbilt rebound. Vanderbilt dunk. And Steve is like, you know what? Timeout.
I'm glad we could laugh about it. But well, honestly, just say Buddy Hield and think last night. And that's what you'll do.
Yep.
You'll either get angry or you'll laugh. I choose to laugh because it's a beautiful Friday and the Warriors won. So I'll laugh.
Right. And you can also laugh because when you look at Buddy's minute totals over the past like 3 or 4 weeks.
Going down.
Down.
Well, if
it's Kuminga, like the old B-52 song, Rock Lobster. Down.
Kuminga's going to come in and do that, then that affords you the ability to just, all you got to do, Buddy Hield should change his name to Heat Check. I know what we
Buddy
think.
Buddy Hield is what it should
maybe,
be.
Maybe, but actually not necessarily. I don't want to act like he doesn't matter. I want him to go shoot. If they go in, great. If they don't, get off the floor.
Exactly.
That's what you have to do. So
and
just,
that's it.
It's a nightly Heat Check. Are you ready to hit shots tonight? If you do, you're going to get a few more minutes. If you don't, we're going to go a different direction because he doesn't really add a whole lot else.
And honestly, that's probably the Quentin Post vibe as well.
Yeah.
Where, yeah, if Quentin is getting open threes and he's knocking them down, you get more minutes. If not, it's going to be Kevon Looney at the five in the other spot. And so, yeah, Buddy is a one-trick pony. And if that trick is not landing, well, then you don't get to play.
How many times did Quentin Post look like a baby giraffe last night? Like, there was so much Hall of Fame brilliance on the floor at once that if you're a rook and you don't exactly know how to play defense, they were going to get a foul called on you so fast.
Right.
They knew exactly how to exploit everything.
But at the same time, he came with that swag.
Yeah.
Like, and he's coming at Luka and LeBron, and they're like, who are you?
Who is this guy?
I love it.
I thought the role players brought swag last night, and every team needs that. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good, here for your call. Steve-O, we see you. We're coming to you. 888-957-9570. I'm convinced. Are you? We're live at Splash. We're getting ready for Warriors and Nuggets and celebrating a monstrous win over the Los Angeles Lakers last night right here on Willard and Dibs.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis.
Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.